Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Divine Realignment Podcast. My name is Julia Wesley. I am a professional medium and a channel for my guides. And what we really like to focus on are people's life purpose, what your blueprint is for this life path. And the reason we really like to focus on that is it's sort of our little sneaky way to get you to remember who you are and also to get you to do what you came here to do. It's important that you do it. So just a couple things I wanted to go over first. So I do have an event coming up on the 31st, this Friday. It's called Purpose, Passion, and Spirituality. I'll be giving virtual life purpose readings, but then I will also be talking a little bit about how we can integrate our purpose into our lives, how we can claim our spirituality through passion and why we came here. So this is an online event. I'm limiting it to only 10 people. We do still have spots available, but make sure you get your spot quick as you can. And then I also wanted to talk about how today we're going to be talking about what your purpose is, not just by giving life purpose readings, although I'm happy to do that, but also by explaining what the foundation of a purpose is. Now, everyone's purpose is unique unto themselves, but in achieving, or I guess I should say living our purpose, we all have something in common. And before I get into that, I just wanted to say that I do have a free 5-page workbook on how to live in alignment with your soul's purpose. I do have the link in the episode info. If you sign up for the newsletter, I promise I won't spam you. Maybe an email once a month or so, and it will get you that free 5-page workbook on how to live in alignment. And it's based off of your purpose. So let's just jump into it. So there's so many ways to explain what a purpose is. Your purpose is an expression of you. Your purpose is who you are. I say that a lot. I say that your purpose is not what you do. Your purpose is just it's who you are. It's what you do. It's a career is just an expression of who you are. Your purpose is you. You were formed for a reason. Everything about you is an intentional. So sometimes this explanation can be a little bit confusing, though it can kind of sound like being given an answer to an unknown question or a question you weren't even asking. So it seems a little bit out of context. So let's just try and frame that. So your purpose in the highest sense, from the perspective of being a fractal of the one, the all that is, a little piece of God, is to experience creation from the unique viewpoint of being you, whoever you are. You know, experiencing creation from the unique perspective of being me, Julia, or being Jane or John Doe, or just being anyone. Now, creation, experience, and expansion is the purpose of life. So creation, experiencing itself, is the point of everything. It's why grass exists. It's why war is a thing. It's the reason a toddler excitedly babbles about some scribbles and finger paints that they put on a page and why war can feel so horrifying. The joy of experiencing creation is expansive. So no matter how unsophisticated that finger painting is, it's expansive. And the act of war and all of its manifestations feels corrosive because it is the act of creation trying to destroy itself, which is impossible. So it feels violating and restricting. So creativity and creation feels joyful because it is the divine discovering itself. Whenever you do something that fills you with joy, it's because you're recognizing a little piece of you outside of yourself. It's like finding yourself. That's why it feels so good. And so in following your joy, this is the path to the self. So this creation and the joy of it is the whole point of life. So not all of us are here to create finger paintings, though. So which creative path to the self is yours? This is your purpose. So how do you get into alignment with your path with why creation decided to manifest as you, your purpose, if you will, what you have to do is you have to choose the things that give you joy. You have to choose to do the things that give you excitement. This is the only way to know that you are in alignment with your life purpose. So if your purpose in life is to choose joy, it's to choose creation and expansion by seeking joy. And this is why this path is unique to you. What gives one person joy is not the same as what will give someone else joy. Now, I know that this can kind of seem like a BS kind of an answer to someone who's maybe listening or calling in and they're thinking, I want something concrete. I want someone to tell me that I'm supposed to be an office manager. I want someone to tell me that I'm supposed to be a banker. I want someone to tell me that I'm supposed to be a NASCAR driver. I want someone to clear it up for me. But what you're really looking for is you're looking for an assurance that your dreams and your passions will support you. And the best I can give you, the best anyone can give you, is, are you following your joy? Are you following your excitement? Because I can read you and I can tell you, oh, you feel like a healer, or oh, you feel like someone who's a teacher, or you carry the energy of someone who's really great at finding a spot for something. I can't necessarily always tell you what that will look like, because a lot of the times what it requires is you forging your own path. But if what you're looking for is confirmation that the universe will assure your success, the only way that you can know that your success is assured is if you continue to follow your joy. The reason why you can feel confident in that is because the universe is expanded through joy. The universe is ever expanding, and as part of the universe as you are meant to expand as well. So the only way we can expand is by discovering more of ourselves, is by following that joy. So it's important to remember that I can give you an assurance that, oh yes, you definitely carry the energy of a healer. But keep in mind that as you follow that purpose, as you follow, if it gives you joy to be a healer and you follow it, your purpose will also expand and it will grow a little bit and it will change a little bit, because as you expand, so will everything else. So what you start off as being, say maybe, I don't know, maybe a teacher, and you're like, you know what, I just really want to teach people how to drive. And perfect, that gives you joy, that gives you passion and purpose. And what you continue to do is you're like, you know what, this gives me so much joy, I'm just going to do it all the time, I'm going to be great at it. And then maybe you expand to teaching more people, or maybe you innovate in a certain way and that expands as well, but it's still an aspect of teaching. And so you just have to continue along that vein. So if you're looking for assurance, you come to me and you're like, I need you to tell me that I'm doing the right thing. All I can tell you is I can only confirm what you know, because you already know what your purpose is. But I think sometimes what we're afraid to do is we're a little afraid to go after it. And there's no shame in that, because the way the world is created, the way that we have structured society, it does not necessarily support the idea that we're supposed to live a life based off joy, because we're under the impression that joy is not going to pay the bills. So the reason why everyone has a unique purpose, and the reason why everyone's purpose looks a little bit different, one person might find joy doing something else and one person might not find joy in that same thing. Like, professional soccer teams exist, and I am not on a professional soccer team. I personally, in my creative expression, I can't think of anything more mind-numbing than kicking a soccer ball around. Like, it sounds so boring to me. It's not creative to me at all. But for someone who's a professional soccer player, there may not be anything more exhilarating or joyful than the rush of competition and play. So this is their expression of creativity. This is how they chose joy. So this is your purpose in life. Your purpose in life is to choose joy. It's to choose the things that make you feel big and expansive. And it's a little bit of a, not necessarily a call to arms, but this is a little bit of a wake-up call for everyone, that you are meant to stretch yourself. You are meant to expand. You're meant to do things that really call to you, but perhaps you haven't done because they intimidate you a little bit. It's your purpose to go out and do those things, because they're calling to you for a reason. So there's nothing more important doing this. So speaking from the soul level, So you manifested in this physical earthly experience so that you could help the universe expand through the joy of what it is to create and play through the lens of being you. So to many of us, the answer to what is the purpose of my life being joy, as I said before, sounds a little ridiculous, because how can the solitary necessary output of anyone's life be to seek joy? It kind of sounds a little ridiculous. Don't we all have things to do? Don't we have obligations, bills to pay, contributions to make, responsibilities to handle? And the reason why we believe this, it's a little bit of a perversion of the human creative capacity to kind of place roadblocks and hurdles in front of our joy. So we tell ourselves that our joy is unachievable because following our joy, letting joy lead our lives, won't pay the bills. So that's a big belief that a lot of us have. And so it's true that creating joy in our lives does require letting go of things that we used to block ourselves from and block ourselves from having it. And this may mean ending or altering significant relationships. It could mean making career changes. It could mean letting old personalities and identities fade so that we can make room for new and more useful, purposeful ones. And it is true that choosing joy is a little bit of a revolution. So this is only because we have used our creativity to manifest a life that doesn't prioritize joy. So in short, we make joy kind of a Herculean feat to achieve when it could really be as simple as having like your favorite cup of tea in the morning. So as I was getting ready for today's episode, I was sort of talking to my dog, as you do, Buttercup, who is here with us, by the way. So if you hear her barking, that's what's going on. But I was sort of talking out loud to my dog, and it occurred to me that dogs seem to have a simple life. You know, like my dog is happy when I pat her on the head, you know, but it occurred to me that we can really look to dogs as teachers when it comes to choosing a life of joy, because a dog enjoys their joy as they're living it from moment to moment. And a dog teaches us that joy is found in the act of joy, and it's not a goal, and it's not a result of some kind of action. So there's no suffering to get to or to reach joy. Joy just is joy. So there is no rush to get from one joy to another. Life becomes an exercise in joy because they are motivated and moved by joy. So joy flows through them and they become an expression of it. And joy is found to them in the warmth of the sun when they're looking for a warm patch on the ground. It's a head or a belly rub. It's in a walk with no care for the destination. And it's because they enjoy life as they experience it. They enjoy their walk because they enjoy walking. They're not looking to lose weight. They're not looking to come back to the apartment. They're enjoying the walk as they experience it. So a human may think, I will find joy in this creation of mine once it is finished, or if I have achieved credit for it, but this is kind of a trap. So joy is not found in an outcome or in a result. This isn't lasting joy. So if you measure what your joy is by the finish line, I will be joyful once I finish the dishes. I will experience joy once I clean the bathtub. I will experience joy once I've graduated college. I will experience joy once I have finished this trip with my in-laws. What you're really doing by that is you're delaying your joy. You're saying, once I do this terrible thing, then I'll feel joy after doing the terrible thing. And that's not how that works. So if it feels terrible when you're doing it, all you're going to be feeling at the end is relief because it's over. So sometimes you may say, well, you know what? I really enjoy writing, but it's so exhausting sometimes. I don't know. I'm just going to get it over with. I'm going to be done with it. And then at the end of it, you're like, oh, well, I feel sort of satisfied by that. What you're probably doing is you're probably placing too much pressure on yourself during the act of it. And so it's sucking the fun out of it. It's sucking the joy out of it because you think that it needs to have some sort of higher meaning when it could just be what it is. You just be, well, I just enjoy writing. I just enjoy creating. And it doesn't necessarily need to have an end goal. But so if joy is not found in the outcome of the result, that kind of joy really is like a flash in the pan. It's going to leave you starving. You're going to be thirsting for more. You're going to be like, okay, where can I get my next little hit? That's not really a sustainable way to go through life. So you have to move through life in a way that is enjoyable to you, because that's your purpose. That's how you figure out what it is. That's how you know you're on the path. So, for example, you have to go to the bank. Why don't you try enjoying your walk out to the car? Maybe listen to the sound that the wind makes as it rustles through the leaves, or maybe hear the songs of the birds as they fly overhead. Maybe let the warmth of the sun sink into your body. Or if you don't like any of those things, maybe skip out to the car or run out to the car, or maybe convince someone else to go to the bank, you know, or once you're in the car, enjoy being there. Enjoy that too. Maybe take the time to be in solitude and solace. Maybe you like to roll the windows down, or maybe you like to listen to your favorite radio station. So the point is that joy is not this one single large event to be found at the end of something sucky. The journey should be joyful to you. So if you find yourself at the end of your patience trying to figure out what exactly your purpose is, remember that your purpose is not a destination. So you have to relieve yourself of that burden, because your purpose is to create joy in the unique expression of you in every moment that you spend here on earth. So if you believe yourself, my purpose in life is to be a banker, perfect. Enjoy every aspect of it. Enjoy the ride into being a banker. Enjoy being there. Enjoy speaking to the customers. Enjoy making those transfers. Enjoy adding up everything about it. Don't just say, well, this is my purpose, but my favorite part of the day is when I come home, because that's the clue. You're not living your purpose. So once you relieve yourself of that burden, what you're allowing yourself to do is you just get to experience joy in every moment. And you may even find this to be a bit of a relief, because if living a life of joy, you know, one that comes to you with relative ease, is the whole point of you being here, you can rest assured that your joy actually is going to support you, because it's why you're here. It would be self-defeating if it didn't support you. So you're going to be supported by the universe when you start living in your joy, because that's the whole point of it. The universe wants you to live in your joy because it's expansive to the universe. To not support you in your joy would be self-defeating. So we're never left wanting when we're acting in our joy, because you're finally acting in alignment with the universe. Once you start acting on your joy, you'll start noticing more things that are in alignment with your joy. You'll notice synchronicities. You'll notice more opportunities to act within your joy. And what's another important thing to keep in mind is that if you're doing something that doesn't necessarily have a particular path set out for it, something you have to create yourself, maybe you have to go into business for yourself, something like that, and you're worried about making money, you've stopped focusing on your joy. So I'm not saying that money is not important. Obviously it is. That's how our society runs. But when you focus on just the act of your joy, it will be self-sustaining, because you'll notice more opportunities to act on your joy. People will be drawn to you because you're doing something important. You're acting on your joy, no matter what it is. So just keep that in mind when you are going forward and living in your joy. So I hope that helped a little bit. I'm going to be giving readings. So if you're in the queue, just hold on. Glass of water. Okay. So with that in mind, let's start diving into readings. The reason I wanted to go over that first is because a lot of the times when I do give readings, I do give someone sort of explicit information about what their purpose is. And sometimes they're like, I don't even know where to start with that. And my answer would be, you already are that thing. The hurdle to get over, if you can call it a hurdle, is to realize that you don't need to be doing anything than be who you are. And it requires really digging into your root chakra, really grounding yourself here in this earthly experience and being like, okay, well, what about this do I enjoy? What about this what I like to keep doing? And that's sort of a sneaky way to kind of live in alignment with your purpose, is because the things that bring expansiveness and joy to you are that way because it's a little bit of a trick to keep you to keep doing it. If it feels good, hopefully you'll want to keep doing it. So trust that and follow that when it comes to you. Okay, so with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Hi there, you're on the air.
This is Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So I take it you're here for a life purpose reading?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, Perfect. Okay, so I assume you heard my spiel. So the way that I work is I just tune into my guides. I don't really need any more information from you than what I have. I just like to know your name so I can call you by it. And we will most likely tap into your purpose, get you into an alignment with your blueprint so that you can start living, you know, why you came here to live. And if I say something like, oh, you're a healer, it's not necessarily that you don't have any, you don't have any other path in life, but that you're a really great match for it. In your highest alignment, maybe you're a healer or something like that. So let me just tune in here, Laura. Okay. So I get this sense, Laura, that we have a growing sensitivity. I get the, that's maybe not right. So you are very sensitive. It's funny how many people I get who call in here that are very sensitive. It's like you are very sensitive, but perhaps our awareness of that sensitivity is growing. And I think this is significant because it corresponds with an awareness of your heart space. And I think what we're also talking about is we're also expanding in joy a little bit. It kind of feels like I have these wings that are waking up on my back. It's really pretty. They kind of remind me of like butterfly wings. And as I just keep sort of feeling into the sensitivity, it's like I'm waking up. I'm feeling everything it is that I can do. So let me see here. What else have we got? It does feel like there's a little bit of an ache in my heart, and it almost feels like we've been clenching in our heart space for a really long time. And as we sort of open it up, there is going to be a little bit of an achy feeling, kind of like we need to stretch out our chest muscles a little bit. And that would probably support you along that, just to let you know that you can open that space and that the clenching is just what was causing that discomfort, that you've been contracting there a little bit, just totally normal. Literally everyone has done that or does it. Let me see. And I do get this sense of getting back to something, getting back to our roots of something, getting back to the truth of who we are, getting back into, let me see here. Yeah, it's like going back to your roots is what it feels like. Going back to where you're most, you feel most you, where you don't feel watered down. And it kind of feels, maybe it's related to ancestors. Maybe that's not right. Maybe it's related to family. Let me see here. Okay, let's just go forward with this. It does feel like you are really connecting with sort of like your guides as well. I do see a lot of purple for you, which is my signal that your intuitive faculties are really coming online. Like you have a lot of gifts out there that are just sort of out there waiting for you to reach for them. And it's interesting. It's like they're trying to entice me to them. So, okay, I think this is what's going on. So as you connect more with your roots, like your root chakra, I don't know if you're familiar with the chakras, but basically when you connect into your root chakra, you're like feeling your body, you're grounding yourself to the earth, you're connecting with Gaia. And it feels like the more that we do that, the more it opens up our heart chakra. But on top of that, it feels like it's really opening up our third eye. And I'm seeing a lot of like third eye and crown activity, that those energy centers at the top of our head. And it seems like this is a way to really reconnect with who we are as people, because it feels like who you are as a person is probably someone who teaches, but also it requires like the full use of your intuitive and psychic faculties. And I want to say this is because when you teach someone, and you do feel like a teacher to me, Laura, is it's coming from this intuitive place. It's coming from this place of understanding who someone is, a kind of at like a heart level. It's like you're reading their heart, and you know what it is that they need. And it's not necessarily like, oh, I see the good in everyone, because I'm not saying that you don't, but when someone is kind of pulling a little bit of nonsense, you sort of have the ability to look into them and give them exactly the information that they need to straighten themselves out. It's not necessarily like a punishment kind of a thing. It feels more like like when a teenager pushes their bounds, like their boundaries, and you're sort of helping them course correct, because if you didn't, they might hurt themselves. And that feels really right. That as soon as I said that, it really felt like I just sunk into my body, which I think
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I really want to say that that's something you very much do. It's interesting because your energy kind of reminds me of like a high school teacher or like a middle school teacher, where you've got these kids who are the ones who always like skip class and like leave early before lunch to go smoke next to the school or something. And you're sort of like, it's kind of important that you graduate. I get that you don't like it, but you know, it's a little necessary. Let me see what else they've got. We keep talking about going back to our roots. And I'm not saying like going back in time, but it seems more like going back into who we are, going back into yourself, going back into who you know yourself to be. I wonder if this, there's like this aspect of yourself that seems sort of intimidating to other people because it's so alive and it's so confident and it seems so in charge that maybe we've pushed it down a little bit or we've pushed it aside a little bit because other people didn't seem very open or welcoming to it. And I think that they're talking about going back to that person, to who you know yourself to be, someone who's a little bit of a boss, not a little bit, kind of like a lot of a boss, someone who is in charge and knows what they're talking about. But you're in charge because you have this really grounded, innate sense of your energy, what you're capable of and who you are. And they're saying, go back to that because that wasn't an accident. That was on purpose. This is part of your gift. This is part of who you are. And I really want to focus on like the word gift, because they're saying this gift, this person who is confident, it's almost as if you're operating from like your God aspect, this real sense of self, this sense of unshakable kind of like confidence, because you know who you are. It's almost like you were born with this confidence, but perhaps it was not appreciated. Because it's this sense of authority. When you carry the sense of authority and you bring through the information that you do, it's automatically considered to be like a trusted source of information because you bring it through with such assuredness and authority that it's, if you don't question it, no one else is going to question it. And you don't need to question it because the information that you bring through is going to be correct and it's appropriate for the moment. And so when I say bringing through information, it almost seems like just intuitive. Like it's like intuitive channeling. Like you just know what needs to be said because you're connected through your heart to this person who needs help. And you're also connecting with your guides and your angels. I really want to say like, you've got archangels out there helping you. Everyone's connected to archangels as well. They're not like out there and separate from everyone. But I feel like perhaps you really connect with Archangel Gabriel, who perhaps helps you communicate, because I feel like you're a really great communicator. And so if we're going to be talking about your intuitive faculties, it seems like this isn't necessarily something that you have to push yourself to learn. It just seems like something that you're just inherently good at. It seems like this is perhaps a gift that maybe you have been taking for granted, and you don't necessarily realize it for the kind of like intuitiveness that it is. You know, when you get a hunch about something or when you just know that you're right about something, what it is that's your intuition speaking to you. So a lot of the times what we do is you'll get a song running through your head or something, or you'll get this weird vision out of nowhere in your mind. And what we tend to do as humans is we tend to like brush them aside. It's like, oh, our brain's just doing something weird. That's intuitive information. So when you look at someone and you intuitively feel into, that's what it feels like. It feels like you're feeling into what they need and what they need to hear, because you know the attitude that they're pulling right now, and you tell them what they need to know to straighten themselves out. That's really intuitive listening and speaking. So it's very much like throat chakra energy, but it is very intuitive. I keep seeing a whole bunch of purple around you, Laura. Let me see if there's anything else. Do you consider yourself someone who's open to kind of spiritual and intuitive experiences like that?
Oh yeah, I get all kinds of stuff. I get feathers that will float down in front indoor. It doesn't even have to be outside.
Oh, cool.
I get pennies everywhere. I pull up into a parking spot, doesn't matter where, I usually will find a penny somewhere along my path. I get lights blink on and off, lost places. I've even had things move in front of me in my apartment. So I know spirit is definitely around me.
Yeah, definitely. And I really feel the angels coming through for you very strongly, which is interesting that you mentioned feathers and pennies, because that's a really common way that angels communicate with us, because we're just open to that. But let me see. I really want to get back to this teacher aspect of you, because it seems
you're right on target, actually, with that, because I am a training specialist, so I do train people.
Oh, okay.
And I did, you're right, though. I wasn't thinking in terms of intuitiveness. I tend to, so I know what makes people tick and why they react the way when I'm training them, and I redirect them, and I find ways to get through to them that's more comfortable for them so that they can accept it and adapt.
Right.
But I just kind of read the I've always thought I'm just reading the reactions or facial expressions, body language, what comes out of their mouth. You know, I see when they're looking around at other people, colleagues in the room, things like that. So then I just intuit from what I'm getting from them, you know, with the responses and stuff. But I wasn't looking at it as a per intuition, so to speak, just more observation.
I would definitely say it would be intuition, because you may be reading the room, but your interpretation of it is very intuitive. And so let this just act as like validation for you that you definitely are a teacher. And also open yourself up a little bit more to your intuition, because I feel like that's what they're talking about is being watered down a little bit. You're so confident and you have such a strong connection to your intuition, and they want you to continue to lean into it. Because the more that you open up to your sensitivity is what allows you to be so intuitive. And the more that you open up to that sensitivity, you're going to get more intuitive hits. You're going to understand more. You're going to open up more. So just know that being sensitive and being confident is not contradictory, because your sensitivity is what allows you to make all these intuitive decisions. And it's what allows you to be the teacher that you are. And it's actually what allows you to be so confident. It's how you know things, is because you're sensitive to your intuition. That's what that is. And I think that's what they're trying to get across. Yeah. And so they're saying, as soon as you do that, you're really building a foundation that you can sort of like build a house upon. And that's what you're doing right now, is with this leaning into your intuitive faculties, you're sort of really building that foundation so that you can build that house. And it's just, when I'm talking about building that house, I'm just really talking about your sense of self and your confidence and sort of being in it and being who you are. And that's really all they're asking of you right now, Laura, because I do feel as if you're really living in alignment with your purpose. And they just are really saying like, kind of like, good job. You know, if you could do anything more, just lean into your sensitivity and lean into your intuition, because otherwise it seems like you're doing a great job.
Oh, okay, great. You're really right on target. So I appreciate that. Very accurate. Thank you very much.
No problem, Laura. I hope you have a good day.
I hope you do too. Thank you, Julia.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, guys. Give me 1 second. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Hi there. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, hello? Okay. Well, I am just going to move on to the next caller then. No harm, no foul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. I have a very specific question about working with people doing my missions.
Okay.
So, what it is that I love collaborating with other people, but I seem to have attracted, and I'm working with two of the people lately that really irritate me. Like, they don't have enough experience, they don't work the same hours I do, but like, I'm so deep in the project already. So it's sort of taking the fun out of what I do. And I think I have like some issues like dealing with people. Like, I'm trying to work out so that people don't annoy me as much. And just any guidance you could share about that would be great.
Okay, yeah, let me see if I can tap into that. Let me see if I can ask my guides. Can I get your name though, if you don't mind?
Sure, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica. Okay, Jessica, so. Okay, so they are saying that what you need to do needs to evolve a little bit, Jessica. Let me see how. It's interesting that we were talking about once you're in alignment with your purpose, there's never really a stop point. You just sort of keep going and keep expanding. And what it feels like is it sort of feels like whatever your position is, it's not necessarily that you're too big for your, I was going to say you're too big for it, but that makes you seem sort of disconnected from it. But what I'm trying to get at is that it's maybe if you were a plant, you would need to be repotted into a bigger plant, so to speak, because yeah, big, like your roots are, you're not root locked, but it's like you're so like you're an oak tree that's being potted in this tiny little pot. It's there's not enough room for you, and that's fine. You know, the pot served its purpose, but now it's time to sort of stretch out beyond it and to, let me see if it's accepting more responsibility or if it's like, yes, accepting more responsibility. For some reason, I get this sense of being a little bit more autonomous than I already am. And it feels kind of like stepping into a position of perhaps authority. What I'm really getting a sense of, Jessica, is really sort of being just in myself and knowing what it is that I'm doing is the correct thing to do. It's sort of this sense of not necessarily going off alone, but it also comes with this idea of I know what needs to be done, and I know that anyone else who isn't necessarily on my level is just kind of gonna get in the way. So it feels more or less like finding something else. And it's not necessarily, I realize that your question was more or less on how do I communicate and get into alignment with my team as it is right now. And what I really want to say, Jessica, is that this is acting as somewhat of as an annoyance for you so that you can move on, so that you can really understand that it's going to kind of continue to be this way until you change something about it. Let me see. They're giving me this image of someone who's like surfing, and I don't know much about surfing, but I'm just going to describe what I'm seeing. So he's surfing, but he's surfing these little teeny tiny little waves, but like he's a pro. And so he's like getting frustrated. He's like, man, these waves suck. And it's like, you got to go out and you have to find those bigger waves because those are the ones that would fit your skill level. And also, there's a little bit of a hunger for more, I think. There's this need to like dig in even deeper. Like, I get the sense that if you were given like complete control over a project, whatever it is that you do, like you would love to sink your fingers into it and make it your own and nurture it in the way that you know that it needs to be nurtured and to like be the caretaker for it that way. Let me see if there's anything. Yeah, I'm seeing that you've got a lot of hunger, and it's because you know what you're doing. You know, like you're living in alignment. And give me another second. It's interesting. They're showing me, it's as if you're an animal behind a fence. But what's interesting is that it's a fence that you can get through, and it's a fence that you can go over or under or even open the fence. But it's like you've shut the door on yourself, so to speak, and now you're frustrated by this fence. You're frustrated by the gate that's been closed. And so it's sort of, they're kind of asking you to kind of slip between the fence posts and to kind of move forward, because you don't necessarily, like that little section of pasture was sectioned off for people who are not skilled or ready enough to go out into the wider world. And so they're saying, you've outgrown your pasture. So it's just time to move on, Jessica.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so these are people that, this is like sort of the first round of me hiring people. I haven't hired people for a business in a long time. Mm-hmm. And they're all annoying me because they're all amateurs. And I was having this conversation with myself. I said, you're an expert. You need to work with other experts. That's it. You're not coaching other people. So I'm supposed to ride it out with how I'm, I mean, hopefully the projects that these people are working on for me will be finished in a day or two, if not today, hopefully, but these things drag on because I don't know what they're doing. But I'm just so in deep with them. So is it just like, okay, fine. Don't make a big deal out of it. You regroup. You'll finish with them because they're pulling on my energy. It's so irritating.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, you'll just hire better next time. And it was just sort of a learning experience. I just want to get it right the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it. Okay. So let's see. So I take it you're the boss. Let me see if I can frame this. So what they're really getting at with these people, they're showing me it's like herding cats. They just don't want to be... They just are not getting it. Okay. I really feel, so what we can do in the meantime is either you can make an immediate change to the situation or you can wait it out. If you do decide to wait it out, I don't get the sense that it'll be like an apocalyptic kind of decision. That would be fine. You'd just be annoyed and frustrated throughout the process, and you would just learn going forward what it is that you need to do. But I do get the sense, I understand that you're the boss and you're hiring people in some way, but what I'm also getting is that it's going back to this idea of working with other experts that you brought up. And it seems a little bit different from perhaps what you're doing right now. And it seems like a little bit of a pivot in a way, Jessica, because it seems like it involves whatever it is that you're doing at the moment, but also just a different aspect of what you're doing or how you apply what you're doing. Let's see. Because instead of being someone who accidentally ends up as a spot where amateurs feel safe to land, you can be this spot for someone who has like serious interest in what you're doing and has natural talent at it, whatever it is that you're doing. I wonder what you're doing. But let me see. So that's what, so to answer your direct question, that's what I would say. I would say you could make an immediate change right now. You could pull the plug on it. And because it's frustrating you so much, that would be an appropriate decision to make, but you could also just wait it out for however long it takes. And then going forward, just make another decision. But I also want to bring forward this idea of maybe pivoting a little bit, because I get the sense, I think this will continue to happen as you continue to hire people. It's like your energy is different from, it's grown and it's changed. And so it's no longer a match for exactly what it is that you're doing right now. What you're doing right now needs to grow and evolve a little bit as well. And so just to let that happen. And then I think you'll find that things are different. Does that help at all?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I'm going to sit with that last part. I think that's related to like what I wanted to do outside today and just sit and be like, because I've been thinking the last week or two, it's just been sinking in of like, hey, I feel really successful now and I don't have these negative thoughts about my career anymore or money. Like all those are gone. I can't even attach to them. Thank you. And that was just sort of sinking in maybe just the last 48 hours that it became really conscious in my head.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to like kind of sit and appreciate that of like, hey, I did it. I, you know, like for so many years, I was beating the drum of that other thing. And it's like, I just don't even feel like that anymore. I feel like who I am, you know, like who I've always wanted to be. And so I think what you're saying and what I'm hearing right now, just what's sticking out for me of like, yeah, go do that. Let that energy sink in, put up new ads, get to work with experts, and then be done with all this other shit because it's taking the fun out of it, and let these other people help you grow like you help people grow. So yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good about
okay.
it. Cool.
Oh, I'm glad that made
Thank
sense.
You.
Yeah,
that was
and
cool.
Absolutely, Jessica. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. So I just wanted to point out that that was a really good example of how your energy can grow and it can change. And when you're living in alignment with your purpose, how things you continue to grow. So therefore your purpose will continue to expand as well. And so you do have to continue to make these little adjustments. And when you're at this spot where you feel like I finally reached the peak, there's always another peak to reach, you know? So it's a constant growth. It's a constant growth. It's not a punishment. It's not, oh, I'm no longer living in alignment with my purpose. You are. That's why things are changing. It's because now you're ready for a bigger pasture. Now you're ready for something more expansive because your energy grew. That's why. You're not being, you know, thrown into the deep end without knowing how to swim. It's like you've already mastered the deep end, so let's throw you out into the ocean because that's what you're ready for. So that's what I'm talking about when I say that your purpose grows and it expands as you do. So give me a second. I'm just going to take a little water. And I am going to go ahead. I'm going to take the next caller.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My name's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I kind of feel like the lady before. I returned to work and it was awful.
Yeah.
But the bad thing is that it affected my whole body. Like, I felt like I was being electrocuted almost, like my muscles hurt.
Ooh.
So I physically need to move, but I don't know what to do. I mean, I know, I've been told I'm a healer, but I don't know how to pay the bills with that. You know, and if you see a different purpose, I appreciate it because it may not be that anymore.
Okay. So a couple things that are popping up right now, Debbie, is your guides are trying to show me your blueprint. And it's for some reason I want to describe the way that they're showing it to me. So it's like I'm seeing this flat 2D imprint of a blueprint. And then I'm also seeing sort of you kind of popping up in the middle of it as like a 3D representation of it. So what they're saying is that it feels as if somehow your body is holding the resonance of what your blueprint is. And when I say your blueprint, that's really how we get in touch with what our purpose is, because our blueprint holds every intention for us in this lifetime. So they want to tell me that you are living in alignment with your blueprint. They don't want you to feel as if that you are living someone else's blueprint. But what we also want to bring to mind is that they want you to be just a little bit more conscious of what your blueprint is. And so that's why they're bringing it to mind right now. Let me see. So if we're going to be a little bit more conscious of our blueprint, we need to know. It's interesting. They're showing me like you walking around on the blueprint now, as if it's sort of like you're taking your measure of it, as if now's a good time for you to just take a look at what it is. And to see what about it that you like. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. So as you're looking at the blueprint, it's interesting. I see you, that 3D representation of the blueprint, looking down at the 2D sort of like web or blueprint or snowflake of it. That's just how it looks to me. It looks like a representation, this kind of 2D web-like thing. And you're looking down at it. And what's interesting is as you're looking at it, you're taking your measure of it, you're walking around it, there's parts of it that stand out of more interest to you. And they're saying, follow that first. So I think it's interesting that you showed up today, because it's sort of that thing that sort of sparks that excitement, that thing that kind of sparks that joy first. They're saying investigate that, because that's going to be an important puzzle piece for you to know what it is that you're here to do. And so you did mention healing, and I do want to say that that is part of what you're here to do. I do get this real like metaphysical feel for you, Debbie.
Okay.
It's interesting. Most people who call in, they are someone who is into the woo-woo, so that's good. And let me see. So I get this real sense.
My job is sales, though. Right now,
oh,
it's sales.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just see here for a second.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if we really want to live in alignment with our purpose, it does require what would seem like a radical change to some, or some people welcome it because they're just like, I am over this. Let's do
exactly.
something different. So let me see here. Okay. So what's interesting is it seems like as a healer, you really work from kind of like your heart energy, which is typical of a healer. But for me, I'm seeing this pink energy, and it seems like you're someone who shows up and helps people accept every experience of their life, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Free ride. You know what I mean? So it's like you help
yeah.
people appreciate all of their experiences and to integrate
mm-hmm.
it into themselves. And that seems like it's a healing kind of a thing. There are many ways you can
mm-hmm.
do that. I, in particular, am seeing you do it from more of a holistic talk energy kind of a way, where you work on the energy of the situation and then you kind of bring it full circle. But let me see. And there's, I think what they really want you to do, Debbie, is it seems like perhaps you're not very familiar with your healing. You know inherently that you can do this, but it seems
yeah.
more or less, how? What are my tools? How do I do this? And so what they're inviting you to do is they're inviting you to explore those little aspects of yourself. And they're saying the tools of how you do this, you're going to be drawn to them, those aspects of yourself, because it, oh, how can I describe how it feels? It feels like when you catch on to something immediately, when you're really good at something and you didn't necessarily know you were really good at something, and it feels like, ooh,
okay.
you know, like that's what it feels like. So if you're
okay.
going forward, that's what I would say. Let me see. Let me try if I can get something more specific for you, Debbie. Let me ask and see if there's anything else. Yeah, they're also saying that it's time for you to expand and do something bigger and more expansive. I also do think it's interesting. At every point, at every moment in our lives, we are living some version of our blueprint. But as we expand, we want to live a higher version of the blueprint. So it's interesting. What you do in sales is an aspect, not necessarily what you do, but sales is an aspect of your blueprint. It's an expression of it. But by now, you're no longer in alignment with it. So that's why it feels so crummy. And you're asking for something more and something better. And that's why
mm-hmm.
That's why you're asking these questions. And I think you probably have a real way of relating to people, because just listening to your voice,
yeah.
Debbie, it seems kind of like soothing in a way.
Yeah.
And so I think people really relate to that.
At sales,
mm-hmm.
I just went back, and the manager was before me, like 2 months before, and she was upset that I was coming back because I related to the lady before, but not really, because
mm-hmm.
When I'm with people that are not at my level, I'm more than willing
mm-hmm.
to help,
yeah.
you know, and not, I'm like, listen, okay. And as long as
mm-hmm.
they're, you know, kind back, I'll bring them up to speed. My boss
yeah.
is the opposite. She's
mm.
actually, she was hiding tools from me when I got back and
wow.
telling people she hated me. And it like physically hurt my body. And I just said, this is just a job. But yeah, people were drawn to me. So yeah, there
yeah.
goes the sales, you know,
mm-hmm.
people were
mm-hmm.
coming to me, buying more. And it was like, she's perpetuating her worst fear. So
yeah.
I just am walking it and realizing, like the other lady, that this, like you said, I guess I outgrew it. I think I learned
mm-hmm.
the lesson. I really
yeah.
do.
Oh, exactly.
But not everybody likes you. But it doesn't feel good to be around them, you know?
That's true.
And I've tried
yeah.
everything. She's a soul that doesn't want to heal. And yeah, that's her choice in this life.
And that's very, it's a very healer thing to say. And yes, I would say that that's a real, what you're doing, bringing people up to speed, enjoying doing that, because I get the sense that you really like doing that. You get a little sense of fulfillment from it. I think that you're very good at that. I think that's an aspect of your healing. It seems like a healing and a teaching kind of a combo for you, the way you're describing it. But for me, it really does feel like healing because you're sort of working at an energetic level. It's like people feel welcome to do it.
Yeah.
So
people
that
just walk
is
up
what
to me
say.
And tell me all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People
give
me stuff. That'll
do it.
Like, I could... People just walk up and say, do you need money? I'm like, what? I'm like, what do they want? You know, like, I just feel like you need like a few bucks or a gift certificate. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Once I accepted it, but most of the time I'm like, I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I would say that's probably why you excel at those aspects of it, because in that respect, you are living in alignment with your purpose. But now you're just like, I want to live even more fully.
It's,
I want to sink into that purpose.
And
yeah,
I know it's too much for my physical body right now to be in that environment.
Yep. Then let's see. Is there anything that you need to do in this moment? So this is interesting. They're sort of saying those crummy feelings, sort of use them as tools going forward.
Okay.
It's interesting. They're saying kind of use them as teachers. So just as everyone else didn't ask for a free ride, sort of like neither did you. You really came here to learn as well, and you enjoy expressing what you've learned to other people. So I would say start exactly where you are. You do already have a very, it seems like a really vast knowledge base to start with. It feels more like wisdom, really, than just like necessarily, I learned something from a book and let me regurgitate it. It feels as if you could start there. And I want to say, because you're just such
like
a natural healer, it doesn't necessarily seem like you're going to have to do a whole bunch of study to figure out how exactly can I do this, yada, yada, because it's, again, it's very intuitive. So I would say if you're looking for some place to start, maybe start with a workshop. I know that they're out there all the time. Maybe start with Reiki, because Reiki is really prevalent and you can kind of find it anywhere. And working with energy at all is going to be a good place for you to start. And then from there, I'm really getting the sense that in order to get into further alignment with this, you're going to kind of have to step into the woo-woo a little bit and embrace it and perhaps do your own thing, your own modality and something like that.
Okay. Thank you. I feel better already.
Debbie. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
Oh, good. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, guys, thanks so much. So we've only got a minute and a half left. Again, let me say that my name is Julia Wesley. I'm Realignment Mediumship. I'm a professional medium and a channel to my guides, and I love to help align people to their life purpose and to remind them who they are and why they're here. So if you were interested in everything that you heard so far today and you're interested in a reading, I also do life purpose integration coaching to help people realize that their life purpose is something that they express in all aspects of who they are. You can book a session with me at divinerealignment.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. All my links are in the episode info. Also, just one more time, I want to mention that I do have an event going on the 31st, Purpose, Passion, Spirituality, where I give virtual life purpose readings. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. Link is also in the episode info. And then also sign up for the newsletter. Make sure you get that free 5-page workbook. And I will see you next time, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out.